last agenda item of the day until we break for the banquet is the report from the Federation Center. We heard some of it this morning with David Houck, but I know that there are other things they want to talk about. So here is Ed Bible again, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Federation Center, and then David Houck, Executive Director. Come on, fellas.
We're moving on up to the
Whoops. I love it. Well, the Federation Center has not been standing still, and I hope many of you have had a chance to come to the Federation Center recently and see all the renovations and the improvements we've made, and they will continue. Some of the main things we've done besides, you know, putting in the renovation, I believe David talked about it earlier. We put in a big storage room in the back lot there with electricity. It's shaped like a barn, got big lofts, so we can store all our stuff that we have for fundraisers, games, and things like that. So it's a very nice building. And then we've been putting in laminate flooring. We've been improving the computers. We built a classroom that's going to be state-of-the-art classroom with ability for, you know, all kinds of conferences, webinars, training, that kind of thing. We have, as I believe CSTD, our Computer Science Technology Division, mentioned, we got professional thing of Zoom so that we can start broadcasting statewide, everybody's chapter meetings if you want to, or conferences. It's going to be easily held. CSTD will be running that program, and I hope doing a lot of training so everyone knows how to use the program when we take advantage of it. The projects that I have mostly planned are all projects to not only improve the building for that wow factor. You know, like when you go to Baltimore, you walk in that building, you go, wow, the Federation Center owns this? Well, that's exactly what I'm looking for at the Federation Center. When they come in the door, I want them to go, wow, look at what the blind folk did. And we're getting there. And as you know, as someone else mentioned, we brought on Barry Chavis to be our worker on the inside. Every week I get a report of what he's doing, painting, fixing up, repairing doors, replacing things, changing things around. Huh? And lots of paint. Yes, ma'am, lots of paint. And it looks it. It all looks good, too. Very good. At least that's what everybody tells me. So then we also brought on Dondra Bible, my daughter-in-law. She was looking for a job that was less stressful as she worked for a law firm. I'm not sure she found that. but she is helping us out at the Federation Center, doing a lot of our correspondence, trying to upgrade ourselves into the new technology, working on our websites. She's been going to grant classes at the library, attending other webinars on grant classes. What kind of grants would be appropriate for Rocky Bottom and the rest of our organization? So she, myself, Valerie, Frank, and David are all working together to get these grants out the door, and as many as we can get out the door, then frankly, I hope the returns are great. So that's a big effort coming from the Federation Center to get these grants out. We are not letting anything slow us down. Our instructors, Tom Spittle, who's based right here in Columbia, does the milestone computer training. That's the students that are sent by the commission every day to our center to be trained on whatever it is that they wish to be trained on. So not only does Tom handle all the work on that area, but also Tom has been ventured into virtual training too, because he is certified in Zoom Techs and has taught Fusion along with JAWS. And so he's now teaching students virtually Zoom Techs and Fusion. So it's a new aspect of what we're able to teach. Along with that, we have Garrett Mosley, he's in Darlington area and doing a great job teaching. And Eric Swinton in the Florence area has done a fantastic job. And our own Jim Jackson in Columbia as well has done a fantastic job. Those are our four instructors, and my job is to keep them as busy as I can possibly be. Yes, let's give them a hand. keep things moving along and make sure we have guaranteed income, keep on going. I just recently went through negotiations with the Commission for the Blind for our new MOUs, 2 years in length. And it wasn't an easy process, as those of you who've gone through this process knows. But at the end, we got it signed. We have a 2-year contract for the Milestone program, and we've extended our training to iPhones, iPads, Google Docs, and many other things that particularly the younger people need and may not know how to use. So that's for 2 years. Then we turned around and did the virtual up for 2 years as well. And again, there we increased the things that we're going to be teaching to iPhone, iPads, and so on and so forth. And we also handled special requests. In these MOUs, I made it real flexible. If the commission needs us for a home visit, it's built right in to cover it. If the commission needs us for special projects, which Dondra Bible's title is our special projects coordinator. In other words, she catches everything nobody knows what to do with. And so we're working to build that program even further. I have other requests from the commission and other organizations to have classes in our new classroom. Some of them to be on areas of blind etiquette, so we can help the new VR counselors hopefully not offend us quite as much as they have been. And so we're going to be teaching that class and other organizations as well to come in and teach classes there. So we're going to become, my goal is to help us become a training program for the entire United States, that if you want to be trained by any blind product or software, we are able to teach you anywhere virtually. I've had interest from other states, particularly Indiana, Georgia, and other organizations to tap into our ability to teach them virtually, as there is no distance requirement, you know. So we're looking to that, want to make sure we expand our instructors. They're all certified in what they teach, so we keep it very high quality. So it's a good program. This year, one of the things I wanted to do is completely do the infrastructure of our communications, our technology at the center itself. We just approved to upgrade all the computers in the computer lab. We're going to be putting in a database and a real server so that we have access to the embosser from anywhere in the place. Those that have Duxbury, we now have Duxbury in the lab. So David Houck doesn't have to get out of his chair if somebody else is working on the embossing, as it was only on his computer before. Looking again for ideas on continuing this expansion and things that we need to do. We want to meet the needs of blind people everywhere and work. And of course, now part of my job is to make sure we have the funding to keep on expanding. So I'm negotiating deals and working on the money aspect of what I have coming in. I am sure that I have missed many, many things going on, but you're always welcome to come to the center and always welcome to give us a call and give us your idea. Sometimes we just need an idea and, oh yeah, that's a good one. Let's go for it. I'd like David Houck to come up and talk about what's been going on. I think I've been keeping him pretty busy. Thank you very much.
Hello again. You're going to get tired of seeing me by the end of this convention. But anyway, with the Federation Center, we are busy with renovations. We are busy with computer training. In the last few weeks, we've been busy with the Bell program. I mean, we've had kids over. Okay. We've had kids over and trainers and volunteers for the last couple weeks, and it's been really sort of a little bit hectic for everybody, and I know at the end of the day they were tired. Somebody told me if you get to the end of the day and you aren't tired, it means you didn't work hard enough. So we're glad to have the Bell program, and hopefully that'll continue at the center from year to year. Also, we host the Successful Transitions program. Jennifer, Pam, Chuck Snyder, and Lisa all work there and have office there, and they have meetings and other things that go on at the center as well. Although it's a statewide program, and all the other people that are working with the transitions program go out statewide. A lot of everything's done at the center. We're the hub of operations for all these federation programs, even with Rocky Bottom helping to coordinate things. I thank Dondra for working on the Rocky Bottom website for working on a Rocky Bottom brochure. And now we're working on upgrading our center brochure. And I believe our state organization brochure will be the next on the list. And also working with foundations and looking at grants and things that we can do to increase funding for the Federation. And like I say, it takes people to get these things done. And we just upgraded our Duxbury to 12.4. We've just updated the computer in the computer lab, our JAWS, and my computer will be the next on the list. Then we've got, we have the Embosset, and we've been embossing Braille business cards for board members on the state board and people who work in the various programs. If you would like to have, you've got business cards, and you'd like to have them embossed, we'd be glad to help you out there. Just give me a call. Tracy Spittle's been good about setting up the embossing to make sure that they look good. By the way, I want to thank Tracy, too, for doing the convention agenda. She did a good job on making sure that every dot was in the right place. Yeah. One thing I do like to say is that we can do most things in-house these days that we used to have printed. That saves us thousands of dollars. And I'm glad that we have the capabilities of doing so many things. The listservs we have, the website, the emails we can send out, the correspondence, any faxes if we need them. All these different operations make us more efficient in what we do. We also have developed, with Dondra and Ed's help, we've developed a packet of information about Braille transcription. For companies, restaurants, others that need Braille work done, that we can help them out and what it costs. About our computer training, if you want to just take some computer training and pay for that on your own, we have a form to fill out that says what kind of training you need and that, and how many, what it costs for, I believe, it's $100 for 4 hours of training at a time. Of course, those of you who can go through commission programs or older blind people in the rehab program, and all those can get some training through the commission. We also work in the Veterans Administration, so some of you veterans out there that want to get computer training, we can do that as well. We've already trained several veterans over the years. I think that's most of what I have. We did work with the Vision Summit, and we did work with the Technology Expo here in Columbia, and I appreciate all the opportunities that we have. I will say one thing about Ed Bible. He has 1,000 ideas in his head all at once, and he communicates them to me. My job is to write them down, to get them done as quickly as possible so we can move on to the next set of things he's got on his mind. And with his support, the support of our board, our advisory board, our state board, Rocky Bottom board, we're able to do many things that otherwise we would not, we'd be wondering what we'd do next. So, Mr. Coughlin, President, I appreciate all your hard work as well.
David, a hand. Let's give David a hand. I want to say that David has been extremely busy this last couple of weeks with getting details done for the state convention. I know you got tired of hearing my voice on the phone every day or twice a day or sometimes three times a day. But he did an awesome job getting things done, and we deeply appreciate David's hard work and his dedication and his working with us for 36 years. That's a long time. So let's give David a hand.